Hi there, James. James, thanks
Hello.
for holding. Hi. Happy Wednesday. Mm. How's your day going?
Well, I'm playing with the trailer today. How's your day going?
Not bad. Not bad at all. And Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it is a young company, she did want me to apply the new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. And of course, I do have your file in front of me, and I know that you use Google yourself. You're probably familiar with that local map, that pack result that pops up. I mean, it's kind of where we all go when we don't know who to call, but we need to find someone. And that's exactly how it's going to work for you. People won't need to already know the name of your business, but when they type in any of the services that you provide, you basically do any outdoor exterior work, you know, they'll be able to find you. They'll be able to find your company. They'll find a website for you that we'll create. And what that means, of course, is that people will have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. You know, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone in the area is looking for a guy who does what you do, but the people that call you will see the website first. So they're making that informed choice to reach out to you directly. Very high conversion rate for the calls that you get. Now, our job is to find one company to work with, and we're required to fill the listing today. We don't have to start things today, though, meaning we don't have to bill you today. But we are trying to find one company that will work with strict Google guidelines. It's one business per area and industry, and then we close out the category. And that ensures you the highest return on investment. Now, with our service, the calls come directly to you. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. You're not chasing them down. You're not in a bidding war. You will instead get calls from someone who's basically choosing you over your competitors. And like I said, as long as we get the position filled, we can, well, I can do a post-dated transaction for up to a week if it's something you decide to do. So it looks like we might be able to fit within your budget. Hopefully you'll get a job between now and then. And, well, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, paid Facebook ads, and of course a website too. Like I said, it's not just our job to list you where people can see you. Ultimately, it's to make sure they have the reasons to call you. We know a website's going to go a long way towards getting you that steady stream of phone calls. And with any form of advertising, it's the return on investment, the amount of money you're making back from the advertising. That's the bottom line right there. And Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And certainly every new customer that finds you online can use your services for a different project down the road or recommend you to their friends. So it's going to help you to keep those calls and jobs coming. The new business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And it is actually a full 50% savings off the normal cost of the service, and it will bring your rate down to exactly $249.00. So it's once a month for $249. You're not paying for leads on top of that. Tara put in the notes, so you just started with Angie's. Did you get any leads yet or have a chance to follow up with those leads?
I haven't got any yet.
Okay.
What do you mean? It should be today, soon. I said, how soon? Tomorrow? I said, possibly tomorrow, which is today.
Right. Well, you know, it's a well-made lead service, and I'm sure you're going to, you know, get jobs from it. You may end up loving it, hating it, probably somewhere in between, but there's no conflict with something like that, with paying for leads, whether it's like Angie's or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, any of those others. No conflict with that type of service and being a top option on that first page of Google. I do have clients that have a lead-based service when they start with us, but most of them find they can scale back on paying for leads. I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for a lead and trying to follow up with that lead, especially when your competitors are trying to follow up with that same lead. So you'd probably be able to scale back on those leads. You know, you can keep your leads paused more often or cap your leads at a lower amount. I think overall it's going to save you money. I mean, you do quite a lot. And let's see, Angie's doesn't have you listed for everything. Angie's has got you listed really just for the decks and siding. Tara put in the notes, you know, you do porches, gazebos, decks, siding, roofing, of course. So we can get you found for all of those things. Now, with Angie's, you know, it depends on how many leads you get each week. It depends on how much each lead costs. Typically, if it looks on paper to be potentially a bigger job, you'd end up paying more for the lead. Not that you're more likely to get the bigger job than the smaller job, just more likely to pay more for the lead. So it's hard to budget for, you know. It varies week to week. With us, it's $249 is an exact amount on a month-to-month basis. Like I said, we can even do a post-dated transaction for up to a week. But it's our job to call through the area and find the company to work with. Now, I did get the website approved, meaning that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. And, of course, that means you're going to get that steady stream of calls from someone. I mean, honestly, by the time they start dialing your phone number, they're hoping that you're available to do the job. They saw something that they liked on your website, and they're hoping that your price is fair. They want to work with you, so it's a very high conversion rate. And unlike Angie's, where it really depends on the week as to how much you spend, with us, you know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would only bill once a month for exactly $249. Ends up being a lot more affordable than paying for leads. I mean, if your leads on the low end for a smaller job might be like $40 or $60, but for like a bigger job, especially for a roofing job, you're likely to pay well over $100 just for that one lead. With this, though, it's a flat rate, that $249. So I think it's going to save you money in the long run. I know it's going to make you money, more money, because more people use Google than Angie's. And if they don't use Google, they use Bing. And that's somewhere that you'll be listed too. So anyone going online, oh, also Facebook. I mean, that's going to cover all your bases. With Angie's, obviously you have to pay for that lead, follow up with that lead. They may not even answer the phone because one of your competitors got to them first. But with this, you'll be in the exact moment that someone on Google or Bing is looking for someone who does what you do. In that exact moment, you'll be one of those top options. For Facebook, they don't even have to be looking for a contractor, but maybe they've got a project in the back of their head. They're just scrolling through their Facebook page in their downtime. When they see your ads, it would go to the website that we'll build for you. Just another way for you to get more phone calls. Definitely cost effective. In fact, Facebook can sometimes be more cost effective than Google because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. That $249 actually includes a significant ad spend of $100 for Facebook. You're looking at 400 clicks in a month. We can easily cover, you know, that 50-mile service area. We don't draw a big circle around you, meaning that we can target specific cities, big and small, specific neighborhoods, where you most want to be found. And of course, like I said, anywhere from, you know, Chattanooga, Knoxville, anywhere in between, right, that 50-mile service area, we'll be getting your phone ringing and targeting those calls and clients that you want to get. And are you doing commercial work too, or is it kind of just residential for now?
Currently just residential.
That's fine. I mean, that's what we're looking for, really. But the reason I ask is we'll do very targeted marketing. Like I said, the website's really going to allow us to showcase your work, talk about your services, kind of focus on the right types of clients that you're looking to get. And I'm sure you do have photos of some of the work that you've done so far, right?
Listen, I love it. You've got me sold. I do like the idea. Mm-hmm. So basically what we're getting right now is basically top choice on Bing, Google, Yahoo. Is it Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo. I mean, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. I mean, there's dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, but we create all that content because that's what Google and Bing see when someone does a keyword search. So we'll create all of that. You'll be one of those top options. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's the service that you provide.
Right. Okay. So on top of that, you're going to build me a web page.
Correct.
maintain the web page. So what do I just send you pictures, or can I add pictures? How do we do that?
Either one. Yeah, so we would we'll do what's called a client interview. So we're going to talk to you in detail about, you know, your services, your service area, any mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that kind of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. So we'll get all of that taken care of in the very beginning. The maintenance, hosting, and updating of the website's included as well, so we can certainly use photos that you have now, just email them to us. But then, once everything's up and going, you've got a detailed reporting and tracking system, and you can also upload photos or even make content changes to your website yourself. A lot of our clients like that they can make changes to their website on their own. Of course, some of our clients just want us to take care of everything and just make sure that their phone is ringing, and we can do that too. And everything is included at no additional cost.
Well, I'm picky, okay?
Sure, of course.
So, do I have a go-to person that I'll be dealing with at all times? That's number one.
Yeah, I'll be your account lead on this, and you can reach out directly to me. I may be on the phone. I'm usually able to return a phone call within a half an hour. Sometimes it might be an hour. I also do have a support team that you'd have access to if I'm not available, and they'll have access to your account and be able to take care of you as well.
Right. Okay, so that takes care of that one. Hang on. That's too small. Okay, go ahead. So anyway, we've got Talk Choice, you got a web page you're going to build for me. You're going to advertise on Facebook as well?
Correct. Yeah, Facebook paid ads are included. In fact, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. Everything's included at no additional cost. So it would bill once a month for exactly that $249. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It'll never go up. It's kind of a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. Kind of amounts to more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because although there are no long-term contracts, again, it's month to month, we know that our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So your success is our success, and we definitely want to make it affordable for you.
Right. Okay. Well, everything sounds great. Like I said, the only issue I would have had was the upfront cost. So you've got
to see as that goes.
Because, you know, if you're getting everything started now, I should have a job, another job lined up. I've got five bids in. I'm waiting on them to call me back.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
So,
yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm able to do a post-dated transaction for up to a full week. So today's date is the 13th. I mean, if we had to wait even until the 20th, we could do that, but it sounds like you're going to get a job before then, and we can get that going for you. It would bill for the exact amount of $249. I'm going to waive the initial $99 setup fee, make it even more affordable for you, so it would just be that $249 out the door.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I mean, what do we need to do? I mean, I'm actually doing some work here. What do you all think about that? Sound affordable? Sound good?
Sounds pretty good to me.
These are my crew leaders who are hanging out with me today.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. So, I mean, you can keep on working as long as you can carry on a conversation with me here. I just need about another 10 minutes of your time just to get a couple of things squared away. Then, of course, we're going to give you that follow-up call with our technician and pick the date that you're ready to get things going for you. I see the business listed as Homeboys with a Z at the end of it. And then it looks like the phone number that we are speaking on, that this is actually the business number too, right? This would be the number you would want your customers to call, the 470-957-6438. Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Now, keep in mind, James, most of the time you're just going to get calls directly to you, and customers will call that number. Everything has the click-to-call feature. and you'll just get those calls directly to you. The website that we'll build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it was more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it at all, but it would be attached to that contact form. Mr. Ford, what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Currently, it will be T-A-N as in Nancy, J-A-M as in Mike. Number 4,
okay.
RDS, sorry, 4RDS87 at gmail.com.
87 at gmail.com. Perfect.
And yes.
Then, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not going to be like a physical address, brick and mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for the business?
No brick and mortar at all.
That's okay, because Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run from the truck, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment. If customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Tara did attach the Angie Leads file, and I know you just started a couple of days ago. Angie's has got an address, though, 72 Carroll Drive. Is that your home? Is that your residence?
That's my home address.
It is your home address,
yeah. It's just I had to have something.
Gotcha, right. And Google doesn't want to have your home address on there, so you're not going to see that address popping up anywhere online. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will be taking a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Now, I know you said you needed a couple of days to make sure that you can cover that 249. Today's Wednesday the 13th. When do you think we would be able to get this started?
I'd like to get it started today, obviously, but if you could put it out on the 20th. Is this a good number to reach you on? 470-296-2335?
That's perfect. It's going to route back through Tara, who you spoke with earlier, or one of my other mapping coordinators, and then they can easily transfer the call over to me. Now, just
With that being said, how does the Georgia number come out of California?
So, because one of the other things that I'll do here, and I think I can still do it if you've got a couple of minutes here, because we are Google partners, we're required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So it outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month, what we're including, which in this case is the Facebook ads, the website, we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost. So we're required to do that. And like I said, it does get recorded through the computer. So all of our calls are actually generated through the computer. It's called VoIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol. And the way that that works is it grabs a number that's close to the person that we're dialing. So that's why it shows up kind of as a local number for you.
Okay. Well, I just need to know if I need to save this phone number.
No, that number's fine. Yeah, that's actually a number that you can call, and it does route through our mapping coordinators.
Is that the, wait a minute, which one is it? Uh-oh. Come on. 2335? Oh, okay. It's not going to let me do it yet. Okay. Sounds good. Just set me up, and we'll go from there.
So, like I said, we'll get things started on the 20th. We can schedule the follow-up call with our technician at that point. Would the funds be available morning, afternoon, or when do you think we might be able to get that officially started get you through to your technician.
That's why I was asking about the phone number. Let's say I get a call today and I do the job tomorrow, then I'll have the funds ready Friday morning.
Okay.
I'll call you up and say, hey, the funds are there. Let's do this.
Perfect. So, but yeah, I've got it on my calendar to give you a call back on the 20th, but certainly if things change between now and then, just feel free to give me a call and we can get that started even sooner.
Okay. So you're Paul, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
And the young lady that gave me a call was who?
Tara.
Tara. Is she on your team?
She is, yeah. She's one of my mapping coordinators. Like I said, if you call that number, she might answer, or one of my other mapping coordinators, if she's already on another call, might answer that call. But either way, they can transfer the call over to me.
Okay. Are you basically the owner of this business, or just one of the peons like me?
Yeah, kind of like that. I'm not the owner of the company, but I'm one of the pricing directors. So definitely, you be in good hands. I've actually been with the company. April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary. So I've been with the company for quite some time. As a company, though, we've been in business since 2004. So we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year.
Yeah. So you bought one of those million-dollar listings on off that TV show, million-dollar listing by now, and you've got a Camaro and a Ferrari sitting in the garage. I mean, after this amount of time, you probably got a lot going.
Yeah. Well, I wish, you know, but I mean, our job is to make our services as affordable as possible for our clients, and definitely our success comes from keeping our clients on board for a long term. So I'll give you a call back, like I said, on the 20th. If I don't hear back from you sooner than that, real pleasure, though, speaking with you, Mr. Ford. I appreciate your time. I'm pretty excited for you to get this going. I think you're going to do quite well with it.
Yes. Thank you, Paul. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. You have a blessed day as well, and we'll be talking to you pretty soon here.
Sounds good.
Thank you, James. Thanks a lot, Mr. Ford. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.